Most of us don't like change. Even good change, like moving to a new house, can be incredibly stressful. So when God comes along and helps us to deal with issues and problems and fears by changing us or our circumstances, that can be an uncomfortable feeling. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to chat about some of the surprising and, yes, sometimes uncomfortable things that God does in our lives from a different perspective. Well, I don't know if you've had the chance to join us on the program earlier this week, but we've been looking at one of the most common problems of all in this series: why God doesn't always show up when we want him to, and when he does, why he doesn't do things the way we'd planned, the way we'd wanted. I think we've all been in that place. So that's why I've called this series, How Long, O Lord, How Long? And we've been looking at this dilemma through the eyes of the Old Testament prophet Habakkuk. Here's how it unfolds. There's a terrible injustice going on amongst God's own people. In fact, it's hard to imagine a less desirable combination of circumstances than wrongdoing, trouble, destruction, violence, strife, contention, and on top of that, injustice. And Habakkuk says, O Lord, how long shall I cry out for help, and you will not listen, or cry to you violence, and you will not save? And God answers poor old Habakkuk, but he promises a solution that Habakkuk just doesn't want. Literally a holocaust, one which actually went on to happen in 586 BC. God answers Habakkuk by saying, Look at the nations and see. Be astonished, be astounded, for a work is being done in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. For I am rousing the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous nation who march through the breadth of the earth to seize dwellings, not their own. Great. Brilliant. Thanks, God. So now what? Well, I'll tell you, so now what? Habakkuk does what any self-respecting Old Testament prophet would do. He does what you or I would do. He says to God, What? Are you nuts? Are you for real? Do you know what you're saying here, God? Let me remind you of something. You're God. We're your chosen people. And these unrighteous Chaldeans, well, you can't possibly use them against us because you're a holy God and we're your people and that's it. You can't do it. We have to rethink this. You can read about it in Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 12 to 17. The old Habakkuk really gets stuck in. And why wouldn't he? My hunch is that you or I would have a pretty similar reaction. All this violence already going on, and God's solution is to promise a holocaust. Oh, thank you, God. But I said this last time we were together, and I want to unpack this a whole bunch more with you today, that the two things that really strike you about this story is that God is a sovereign God. He decides. He does it his way, and that's it. And secondly, that as Habakkuk chats with this awesome, mighty, loving God, it starts to change him in ways that perhaps he may not have expected. Think about it. We all go through this tough spot, a tight spot. We ask God to fly us out of here in air-conditioned, first-class comfort, like now, the quickest point from A to B. So often, in fact, most often, he doesn't do it that way. And so we start thrashing around and kicking and screaming, saying, God, do you realize what you're doing here? Maybe you need my counsel, my advice, my opinion, my help. I do. But after Habakkuk's had his dummy spit, something extraordinary takes place. Have a listen to what Habakkuk has to say to himself and to God after the big dummy spit we looked at yesterday on the program. Here's what Habakkuk says. It comes from Habakkuk chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. He says, I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me, what he will answer concerning my complaint. See, so often after a dummy spit, we go off in a huff, in pride, in arrogance. But that's not what's happening here. Something's changing in Habakkuk's heart. He's poured out his burdens to God. He's listened to God's response, which he didn't like. It just doesn't seem so, so he tells God. Straight to his face, tells him in no uncertain terms what he thinks of God's plan to send the Chaldeans to wipe out God's very own people. But then he makes an important decision. He decides to go to his watchpost, to go up on the rampart, up on top of the city walls, up high above the day-to-day pressures and carry-on. Let me get up there. Let me watch and wait expectantly to see what God has to say to me about my complaint. You know what? It's a good thing that he was honest and open with God. It's a good thing that his heart is starting to turn and be open to receive what God has to say. And the moment that he gets into that place, at his watch post, on the rampart, keeping up the watch, waiting on God, looking to see what God will say, this is what happened. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right within them, but the righteous will live by their faith. Moreover, wealth is treacherous. The arrogant do not endure. They open their throats as wide as Sheol. Like death, they never have enough. They gather all the nations for themselves and collect all the peoples as their own. What's God saying here to Habakkuk? I've got a vision for you. I've got a plan. Write it down. Now, it is going to happen. It may take a little while. That's okay. It is going to happen. Trust me. Have a look around. Look at the proud. Their spirits aren't right within them. But the righteous, my people, they live by faith. And all those people who trust in wealth, well, it's treacherous. Arrogance won't endure. Their time is coming. I have a plan. God's saying to Habakkuk, trust me, my child. I see the iniquity. I see the injustice. I see the arrogance. I see the wealthy who don't look after the poor. I see the unjust judges. I see it all. And I have a plan. And that plan is coming. Wait for it. Wait for it. Trust me. Wait for it. I know what I'm doing. We're going to look at more at this coming judgment tomorrow on the program. But right now, do you see the change that's happening in Habakkuk? His heart is open. He's ready to receive God's word. He's ready to drink it in. He's sitting up there in his watchtower on the rampart waiting for God to speak. And God does speak. And God says to him, Habakkuk, this is important. Write it down. Even if God's answer wasn't what he'd expected or planned or hoped for, God's answer comes from the God of love and of justice. God's answer is about the big picture. God's answer is God's answer. And for Habakkuk, it's time just to drink it in. Don't know where you are or what you're going through right now. But let me encourage you to take your complaint to God, whatever injustice, whatever unfairness, whatever dilemma that God doesn't seem to have dealt with or righted in your life. Take it to him and wait for his response. Wait expecting him to answer, because he will. Just at the right time, he will. And when he does, may not be quite the thing that you were hoping for or expecting. And like Habakkuk, you may have something to say to God about that. Let me encourage you to truly, truly, honestly pour your heart out to the Lord your God. And when you're done, when you're spent, get into the watchtower, up on the rampart, and wait for his response. Be ready to hear from him in his word, during prayer, as you see his hand in the things that are unfolding in your life. When we wait on the Lord, he will answer. He will show up. He honors us when we honor him by sharing with him the deepest burden of our hearts. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement, delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.